The unexpected Jesus, discovering God in surprising ways. Today I want to explore a theme that could radically transform your relationship with God. The idea that Jesus often shows up in ways we least expect. Many of us have had moments when we expected God to act in a certain way, only to be surprised by how he actually revealed himself. Perhaps you were praying for a breakthrough, but God brought transformation in a different form. These surprises teach us that Jesus is not confined by our expectations. He often shows up where and how we least expect him. Today we're going to explore three key points. Jesus shows up in unexpected places. Jesus reveals his power in unexpected ways. And Jesus calls us to unexpected missions. As Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 remind us, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Let's journey together through Scripture to discover how Jesus reveals himself in surprising ways. Jesus shows up in unexpected places. The first point is that Jesus often meets us where we least expect him. One of the clearest examples of this is found in John chapter 4, where Jesus encounters a Samaritan woman. John chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well at noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Please give me a drink." In this passage, Jesus is travelling through Samaria, a region that most Jews avoided because of the deep-seated prejudice between Jews and Samaritans. Not only does Jesus go where others would not, he also engages in a conversation with a woman, a Samaritan woman, who was considered an outcast. The fact this woman came to the well at noon, the hottest part of the day, indicates that she was avoiding others due to her shame. Yet Jesus meets her right where she is, in an unexpected place, and offers her living water. The phrase, "he had to go through Samaria," implies a divine necessity. This wasn't just a geographical decision, it was part of God's sovereign plan. The Greek word idiai emphasizes that Jesus journeyed through Samaria, that it wasn't accidental, it was essential. How often do we expect Jesus to show up only in church services, Bible studies, or during times of worship? But the truth is, Jesus can meet us in the everyday moments of life, at work, in our homes, in our struggles, in our moments of loneliness. The Samaritan woman found Jesus in a place she never expected. Are we looking for Jesus in unexpected places? Psalm 139, verses 7 to 10. "I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the grave, you're there." The psalmist David reminds us that there's no place we can go where God is not present. Whether we're in a place of joy or a place of despair, God is there, and he can meet us even in the most unexpected places. Max Lucado once said, "God never said that the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile." This quote reminds us that God doesn't just wait for us at the destination. He walks with us through every step of our journey, even in the unexpected places. Jesus reveals his power in unexpected ways. The second point is that Jesus often reveals his power in ways that we do not anticipate. We might expect God's power to be displayed in dramatic earth-shaking events, but Jesus often demonstrates his power in quiet, subtle ways. Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 34. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She'd heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and and touched his robe. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she'd been healed of her terrible condition. This woman had suffered for 12 years with a condition that made her ceremonially unclean, an outcast in society. Despite her suffering, she believed that just touching the hem of Jesus' garment would heal her. When she does, Jesus feels the power go out from him and confirms her healing. This is not a public display of power, but a quiet, personal miracle. Jesus didn't need to perform a grand spectacle. His power was revealed through a simple touch of faith. The Greek word for power in this passage is dynamis, meaning miraculous power. The power of Jesus wasn't limited to public displays. It could be experienced in a quiet, personal encounter. And this woman experienced a private yet powerful miracle through a simple act of faith. Sometimes we expect God's power to be revealed in grand ways, through miraculous healings, dramatic signs, or visible wonders. But often, God's greatest miracles are quiet and personal. Perhaps you've been praying for a breakthrough and you haven't seen a dramatic answer yet. Be encouraged. God's power is at work even in the quiet moments, even when it's not immediately visible. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need, my power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." The Apostle Paul teaches us that God's power is perfected in our weakness. It's not always about grand displays of strength, but about God's power working in the hidden and quiet places of our lives. Craig Groeschel once said, "God often does his greatest work in the midst of our deepest weakness." This reminds us that Jesus' power doesn't always come in the form we expect, but it's always sufficient for our needs. Jesus calls us to unexpected missions. The final point is that Jesus often calls us to unexpected missions. We may have plans for our lives, but Jesus frequently interrupts those plans and calls us to something greater. Luke chapter 5, verses 4 to 11. When he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I will let the nets down again." And this time their nets were so full of fish they began to tear. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you'll be fishing for people." Simon Peter, a professional fisherman, had just finished a night of fruitless fishing when Jesus asked him to let down his nets again. From a human perspective, this didn't make sense, but when Peter obeyed, he experienced a miraculous catch of fish. Jesus then calls him to an even greater mission, to be a fisher of people. The word for deeper in verse 4 is bathos, which refers to the depth of the sea. Jesus was calling Peter to go beyond the shallow waters of his understanding and trust him in the deeper, unknown territory. This wasn't just a call to fish, it was a call to deeper faith and to a mission that would change the world. Jesus often calls us to missions that we never expected. Like Peter, we may feel inadequate or uncertain, but Jesus knows our potential. When we step out in faith, we discover that God's plans for us are greater than anything we could have imagined. Are you willing to follow him, even when the mission is unexpected? Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. "Then I heard the Lord asking, 'Whom should I send as a messenger to this people? Who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" Isaiah's call came unexpectedly, but his willingness to say yes led him to a powerful mission. Like Isaiah, we're called to respond to God's unexpected invitations with obedience. Oswald Chambers once said, "When it is a question of God's Almighty Spirit, never say I can't." Jesus' unexpected missions often come with a promise of his strength and his provision. In conclusion, as we reflect on these accounts, We see that Jesus shows up in unexpected places, reveals his power in unexpected ways, and calls us to unexpected missions. The unexpected Jesus is always at work, often surprising us with his plans and his purposes. This reflects Jesus' ability to surprise us and move us in ways we don't expect, but they're always for our good. As you go through this week, I encourage you to remain open to the unexpected Jesus. Look for him in the quiet, unexpected places in your life. Be aware of his power at work, even when it doesn't come with fanfare, and be ready to answer his call to unexpected missions that may stretch your faith, but also will bring incredible purpose to your life. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He may surprise us, but his love, his power, and his mission for us remain constant. Let's close in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to remain open to the ways that Jesus may show us to live our lives in an unexpected way that reveals his power and calls us to new and exciting missions for his glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and mercy towards us. We thank you for the transformative truth of your word. We thank you for the way in which Jesus showed up in so many unexpected ways, and that he continues to show up in unexpected ways today. We pray, Lord, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you would help us to remain open to your ways and your purposes for our lives. Help us to reveal your power. Help us to tell others the truth of who you are, and lead us day by day according to your will and purpose for our life. In Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you and keep you, and may you be transformed by the truth of his word.